Frankly, I thought when Mr. Terracani took his stand, I thought it was courageous, you know, but that's part of the, you know, the federal court wanted the information. I'm not prepared to answer that. It's a great question. I think the interest at stake, though, clearly freedom of the press, and I don't take that lightly. You know, I deal with federal regulators. You know, I represent the people in the No Dogs, No Cats, No Kids case, and my clients are totally innocent. They accused the realtor. The realtor's messed up. You know, they had no idea. The realtor's supposed to know the law. So but the federal government comes down with great weight on people. And so reporters, you know, we want them to tell us the truth. We want them to dig and we want them to lay it out there. Is it sometimes uncomfortable, embarrassing? Hey, they called me a liar in the journal. They call it pants on fire, right? You know what? I got broad shoulders. God bless me with something, you know, so I can take it, right? So, you know what? I think I'd probably say, give me the shield. Let them have the shield law. I'd rather have a free press than almost anything else, right? So, I mean, what I'd like to, if it's personal, you know, libel, that kind of thing, directed against a person who is not a public figure, but let's face it, that's different. But if you're a public figure, you go into it knowing that you're going to get dinged, you're going to get criticized, you're going to be subjected to things that could be humiliating, you know? But that's the price you pay, you know? That's the sacrifice we make.